But hello, everybody. And what a beautiful Sunday it is. I bet you the lakes. Everybody's on the lakes. They're getting their boats out in the water. They're putting their docks in. Yesterday was really windy, so it wasn't a good day to go on the lake. But anyway, and so it was. Hopefully you got time to listen today or listen to the podcast. And remember, all my podcasts are on mytalk1071.com. Go to my Katie K9 show page. And so hopefully you got some callers out there that are listening can call in with their questions. But I know it's a beautiful day. I'd be out there instead of, well, no, I wouldn't. I love doing this show so much. So I wouldn't, you know. No matter how nice a day it is, I'll be here. It's only 2 hours, so. And then I'm going to go home and find my Cushman. I have a 70,
Cushman?
I have a 73 Cushman. A 72. Specs. And what it is, it's like a golf cart. It's a one front wheel and two backs. And it's called a kind of a mule, too, you know, where the back is a wooden box where I can, you know, if I'm hauling stuff or whatever type thing.
I'm picturing, like, the janitors on a college campus driving around in something very similar.
Pretner, I love this thing. This thing, it was through heck. We got it for my daughter when she was younger, and she managed to roll it a couple times. Luckily, didn't get hurt.
Good for her.
And then it sat outside for 2 years, and then it was kind of like, okay, I love resurrecting old things. And so anyway, I brought it to a guy that loved old stuff to work on, Bob Parker. And I brought it to him and I said, so can she be resurrected? And he's like, he looks at the, he says, this has been through, don't even talk to it. My daughter had it, you know, for 2 summers. And I can only imagine what it looks like. And so he says, oh, Kate, the engine's great. And so he says, yeah, there's a lot of welding that needs to be done on this, but we'll put her back. So he had it for probably pretty near summer and calls up and says, she's done. And the highest that she goes is, I think it's 32 miles an hour.
That'll get you anyway, from point A to point B.
Well, I painted her a fluorescent, you know, the neon yellow that you see construction workers.
Yeah.
You can see me for miles.
You painted the whole thing that neon yellow?
It's not, but it's not a big thing. It's nothing. It's like a golf cart. You know, there's a big wooden box that was black and then neon yellow. And then the body itself. I'll have to show you a picture.
It's quite an image I have in my head. Yeah. It's coming down the dirt road.
Run front wheel, you know, two back wheels and then a steering wheel. You know, it's a steering wheel. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I love my Cushman. And so 2 years ago, I gave it back to Bob. I said, okay, Bob, go over. He's always checked up on her, you know, but she's missing a little bit. And anyway, and it's a Briggs & Stratton engine. And so it's, you know, it's a good one, he said. But anyway, so I brought it to him and I says, okay, open pocketbook to a degree. But I said, this is probably the last time I'm, you know, in my lifetime, maybe, that she just go over her and whatever she needs, do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, so he calls up about a week later, says, okay, she's all done. And I said, did we have to do anything? He says, no, you've been taking very good care of her. And so he just kind of tweaked this, tweaked that and such like that. And it cost me a whole $100.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So anyway, but oh, it's fun to drive the Cushman. Then when I started the Good Neighbor Days parade in Hugo in 1995, and that I would run through the whole parade because it's, you know, with it. And then with the box in the back, people are putting stuff in there. I've got to mm-hmm. give people stuff and blah, blah, blah. So she's been around and she's got, yeah, it's fun. I love it. Then I got a four wheeler. And the four-wheeler is okay, but I love my Cushman. Yeah, so, yeah.
I love a four-wheeler. I did summers in, like, rural Nebraska growing up, staying with my grandma.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I've rolled a few four-wheelers in a corn ditch.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's, you know, the grandkids, you know, they'll be coming in here mid-May here. And so I got it. Mine is a pretty good size one. And I said, nope, the kids are not, because they're being too much of a hot dogs. Mm-hmm. And they weren't listening. And I could put a governor on it so they can't hot dog.
Yeah.
But then I got to remember it and undo it. And it's like, no. So anyway, not that I go fast. Yeah, I'm not a true four-wheeler. I don't want to hurt the machine. I want the machine not to get stuck. And then I have to get the mud off. And
That's fair.
I just like putzing is what. It's more neighbor hopping. You know, you go over to the place and have a beer. And then you go over there and have a beer. And so they just sit and talk around, shoot the stuff.
I don't trust 16-year-olds. I was trying to get air on a vehicle that outweighed me by a solid couple thousand pounds.
But yeah, so that's what my plan is when I leave today. I'm going to go and unbury things. Because now I'm going to, you know, you know, the minute you put your patio furniture out and you start making it look like it's summer again, we're going to get nailed with snow. It's a question of how much. But you know it's going to melt fast. And so that I just consider it a good washing for everything that was sitting out, you know. So
yeah, this is the season we dig out. I got the 81 Ford Fairmont station wagon. Ooh. That was my first car. Ooh. But now it lives up north in Ely at the cabin.
Okay.
And so when spring and summer rolls around, we unleash the beast, and for the whole summer it becomes kind of like an extra cabin car.
Oh, wow. You know,
when my parents drive up and spend a weekend at the cabin, they have one car.
Yeah.
But that car lives there, and my dad can go into town and do his riding, go on bike rides, and we can do our own thing.
Oh,
but I love that thing.
And what color is it?
Red. It's bright. It's cherry red.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You said in 1980 what?
1981.
Ooh, 81. Wow.
If you ever watch The Simpsons, it's their car. Like Marge's car and Family Guy, it's their car. I appreciate Bob's Burgers.
Does it have the wings on it in the back?
The wings on it? No.
Okay.
It's so quintessential, it doesn't even have any of the wood paneling because it predates the wood paneling.
Oh, okay. Wow. Cool. Yeah, we grew up in a station wagon. It was a Plymouth, I think. It was red and black. And that was so bad. I think about it now. And this is the time when there was no car seats. Mom's arm was your car seat.
That thing. A big box of steel.
Okay, right. I mean, this it was so heavy. Well, we had it, and then the floor started going. So literally, think about this. You got a family of, two adults and five kids, right? And the floor, there's a 2x4 that goes from the side of the frame on one side to the side of the frame on the other side to hold the seat up. You know, and you couldn't step on the floor because your foot went through the floor. So, you know, it was just like, well, we need a new car here, Dad. luckily and unluckily, Dad got in a car accident with him. He got rear-ended by somebody that was drunk. And anyway, literally because there wasn't much left of the car, just kind of creak, crumbled that thing.
Yeah, the tin can.
Well, so needless to say, we got not a new car, but another car. So we were all happy, but Dad got hurt pretty bad in that. And so, but yeah, so it was a blessing, but yet a sword put. Anyway, so those cars. But there's nothing better than the old one. Just like I got my 03 Avalanche. You know, I love my Avalanche. And then I got Grandpa Mike's truck. It's a 07 Ford.
Oh, yeah.
And 07 Ford. You've seen it out in the parking lot. You know, it's in mint condition. It's only got 106,000.
That's an 07?
Yeah.
I'll attest. That thing is beautiful. Yeah. It is in mint condition.
Yeah, Grandpa Michael. I came by it, honestly, with all the guys I hung around with, all keeping their vehicles in prime shape. And if mine wasn't, I took heat for it. So it's like, nah, I'm not getting no more heat. I'm staying right up with you. He had also, I'm a Nazi in the winter. If I have to, I try to wait till all the salt is off. You know, it's not the slushy stuff before I go out. And if not, then literally the next day, if it's not too freezing out, I go and get it washed. You know, the Holiday in 61 has the best undercarriage wash. You feel like it's lifting the truck up with the force that is, you know, power washing everything underneath the
carriage. It counts for a lot in Minnesota because cars age quickly here.
That's why, my 03 Avalanche, you know, people are just scratching their head. Well, she's in mint shape. And I said, well, I'm a Nazi about washing her. And the first 2 years I had her, she didn't, before I got her, she never saw a winter. And then when I got her, it was the first 2 years, and then I had to use her during the winter. But anyway, I'm just a Nazi about that. And so the thing is that, you know, you keep them up. And they can last. And there's the metal. Mm-hmm. There's real metal in those cars.
Yeah.
They're all plastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's crazy. Well, hopefully you got some questions, okay? 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Always invisible, yet never out of sight. What are they? What? Always invisible, yet never out of sight. What are they? We'll be back. Boy, she really hit it with that song, didn't
she? This whole album, I mean...
What's the whole album like? Is it more country or what?
Yeah, it's called Cowboy Carter.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, she did a cover of Jolene. It's been playing as an intro.
Oh, really?
I'll point it out next time I see it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I got to admit, I was not a fan of hers.
Neither was my mom, aggressively so. But this album and the interviews she's done surrounding it, she's been very turned around.
Oh,
so.
Cool. Okay. Okay. Always invisible, yet never out of sight. What are they?
My anxieties.
Invisible, yet never out of sight. can work. Okay, this, after I read it, it's one that you should be able, you should see. Okay, it's always invisible, yet never out of sight. What are they? The I and the S in invisible.
The I and the S in invisible.
Yeah. You get it?
I guess so.
You have to see it. That's what I mean. You have to see invisible in print.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then it makes sense.
But so, never out of sight.
Sight,
yeah,
right.
It's the word. Okay.
Yeah, invisible.
I see it. I see it.
Okay. So anyway, yeah. So there you go. Sorry, folks.
Stop doing the word problems.
Oh, jeez. I should, you know, I read through them. And it's like, oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. But then I don't put that I'm looking at it. Okay. The people out there are not looking at it. So it's like, makes sense to me. Well, like I say, unless you look at the word invisible, then it makes sense.
As long as it makes sense to you, Katie, we're all fine.
Thank you. Okay, we got Hope from Nutrisource on the line. You're going to check in with what the Nutrisource always got great things going. And so anyway, then they got a big event coming up, and we're going to talk about that too. Hey, Hope, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Good. Are you sitting outside in the sun talking on the phone to us?
I was a little bit ago. I came back inside for it.
Oh, okay. Because, boy, yeah, it is gorgeous. Is that a cloud in the sky here? I don't know about where. I know you live southeast, right?
Yep, just a little bit. But, yeah, it's still beautiful here, too.
Oh, that's good. So what's Nutrisource up to these days?
We got a couple new can options that we just kind of came out with. Our hitting stores. We're super excited about them. But I can touch on those really quick.
Okay.
Sometime. Awesome. But yeah, we got three new canned SKUs, really good, like hearty recipes. So really great for those people that are looking for something new and exciting. And they're grain inclusive as well. So really great for those kind of pet owners as well. But the first one, is going to be our Northern Feast recipe. It's got bison, pork, lamb, and wild rice, which is made in Minnesota, which is really great. All of these have that wild rice option in them. So that makes it really fun. And then the next one is a Hunter's Bounty, and that one's got duck, turkey, and rabbit, which are really fun there. Yeah, I know, this sounds really good.
Yeah.
And then the last one is Field and Forest, and that's going to be the beef, wild boar, venison, and also with that wild rice again there too. So really,
you know, that's
recipe.
Really interesting. I had not seen wild rice used, right? You know, in a pet food, which is, you know, white rice is real high in starches and dogs have a hard time breaking that down. Brown rice is a lot easier, but wild rice, that should be really easy and it should be a lot of fiber and stuff like that. So I might tip my hat to Nutrisource for even thinking about, you know, bringing that into the venue. You know, that's right. Unbelievable. And these are all three are cans, and are these dog foods and cat foods or what?
Dog foods for now, hopefully cat in the future. And I'm always, you know, nudging for the cat owners too. So
you
got right now we just have the dogs. So
good. Well, that's good. Now, next weekend, Spikes up at Forest Lake is having their grand opening, and Nutrisource is having a booth there. Are you going to be up there?
I sure will. Yep. So if you can come see me up in Forest Lake Spikes, that'd be sweet.
Okay. And then what all are you going to be handing out? Everything but the kitchen sink.
I was going to say, pretty much, you won't leave empty-handed. I mean, it's a free-to-attend event, but you'll definitely leave with more than, you know, what you came with. So
yeah.
I got samples, I got cans, I got kombucha, everything. So come see me.
Well, but and also too is that now I've got the flyer for Spikes in my hand here. Okay, now it's going to be $10 off a 24 pound bag or larger of any Nutrisource products. That's $10 off. Okay, and then they got for the 11 to 16 pounders $5 off, and then the 4 to 6 pounders is $3 off, and then this is really cool. The Finley treats. Is our dog and cat treats is buy one get one free, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, holy moly! Now this is next Sunday, but this isn't just on Sunday. The sale starts tomorrow, the 15th, and goes to May 2nd. Okay, May 2nd. So you could get these prices and such like that up at Spikes. But the big thing is that's huge saving for Nutrisource products.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just unbelievable. And so then also, then they got 30% off of the freeze-dried. And you know, it's been hard for me to remember. I just don't associate Nutrisource with freeze-dried. And, you know, it just gets off my radar. And their freeze-dried is awesome. It's really good. Yeah. Everybody I know that has tried it, that the dogs love it. And truth be told, I break it up. You know, you put water on it, the freeze-dried. And then my cats love it, too. So
yeah, right?
But, you know, so that's always good. But they got 30%, and this is from April 15th to May 2nd, 30% off of their Nutrisource dry freeze-dried. And then, yeah, you just, oh, it's just going to be a heck of a deal up there. I know that. Myself, I'm going after the chicken feed because they got $4 off a bag of chicken feed. Yeah. I'm going to go load up the truck. But anyway, okay, so now Nutrisource, too, they have their own cannery, correct? So they do their own stuff.
And so, we do up in Delano, yeah.
Okay. And so that's right. Now, how long has that cannery been open?
I believe since 2020. Okay. I have the year off, but I want to say it's 2020.
Okay. Okay. And so all of it is packaged and made here in Minnesota, you know, until, right?
Yep. And that in treats too. So we don't just do cans at the cannery. We do treats as well there. So we really make it nice and local, which is awesome.
Oh, I know it. I know it. And so then now the Pure Vita line. You know, a lot of people are having, now it's allergy season, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay, and a lot of people don't realize what Pure Vita is. And the reason why I say Pure Vita, because some people say Pervita, but that sounds too much like Purina.
Yeah.
And so that's why I true to do the Vita. So it's a definitely difference. So the Pure Vita line, explain to what the Pure Vita line is in Nutrisource.
Yeah, absolutely. A really good option. Again, talking about allergies, it's a limited ingredient line. So we really go pretty basic with these lines. So if you know if there's a specific food allergen that you're trying to avoid, this line is super good at making sure you're avoiding those things. So whatever's on the bag, like that you see in the front of the bag, that's going to be in the food. And then, of course, our base stuff is all going to be in there. But if it's just salmon and potato, it is just salmon and potato. We won't add in any, you know, chicken fat. We won't add anything like that in there. We really keep it basic for those pets that have allergies.
And that's huge. That's a rarity in the dog food line or the cat line, is to have that single source protein, just turkey, just duck, just chicken. They have one that's also a beef, I believe. And they have some grain-free, and then they have grain-inclusive. Okay.
Yeah.
And so we're still, some people still haven't got the memo. Grain free does not cause dilated cardiomyopathy. They had to research for 5 years. They came up inconclusive. So don't be scared of grain free. And if you are scared of grain free, then you go, you know, one bag not grain free, you know, grain inclusive, one bag grain free, one bag grain. That's easy for everybody else to say. One bag of grain inclusive and another bag grain free, you know, rotate. But see, people just don't understand the significance of having that. Because if you would read the labels on a lot of the other foods, I mean, not just Nutrisource, but, you know, all dog foods, you know, even though there's billed, let's say, beef and rice, if you look, it's got other meats in there, you know, to get it up to the protein content that it says on the package. But with Pure Vita, it's just like that turkey makes up that protein. You know, there isn't a, and so that's why and a lot of dogs and cats have chicken allergies. And that's why the Pure Vita line is the way to go to find out, you know, what's going on. You know, get rid of that other stuff and then go to the end. And right away, everybody's, you know, oh, but dog food is so expensive. Well, so is our human food, okay? Right. And the thing is that if you feed a better product, such as Pure Vita, then what happens is that you're going to have less vet bills, and that's going to save you money in itself that you can put towards better food, a.k.a. the Nutrisource Pure Vita. And so that's why, you know, I tell people to buy smaller bags so they rotate through it faster, and then to rehydrate the dry food because it's easier to digest, you know, instead of that swallowing that whole nugget type thing. So anyway, but that Pure Vita line is just, like I say, I just think is so good. And then you got the Element. Now that's, you know, not like Pure Vita. Basically, let's just focus on Pure Vita this, because like I'm going to talk about allergies today, and that's a prime food for, you know, to find out, because like I said, they got the grain free and they got the not, you know, grain inclusive. So, like I said, what Nutrisource does is just phenomenal for the products they've got and the formulas they got and how to rotate through and such like that. We got to run to break. You want to hold on a sec? When you come back, you can leave us with the final thoughts of Nutrisource, okay? Okay, don't hang up. Okay, where does a Labrador go to go before it can be sold? Where does a Labrador's food go before it can be sold in stores? We'll be back.
Okay, clear my mind. I need to clear the dishes from... Nope, back to my breath. Wow, is that what I sound like when I breathe? Is that normal? Oh, dang it. Start again. Oh, for the love of...
Did you know a YMCA membership can better your well-being? The Y offers guided meditation, acupuncture, and massage for an extra fee.
Oh my gosh, seriously, Dave?
Join the Y at YMCANorth.org.
We're back. Thank you for listening and turning your knob to My Talk 107.1. All right, where does a Labrador's food go before it can be sold in the stores?
Do they need to test it in the lab?
Yay! With another lab? There you go. It goes to the lab for testing. There you go. You caught that on.
Oh, I love labs. What a good dog breed.
They are. I just had a red lab yesterday. Oh, smart dog. Oh, she just super was nice. And little Abby, I told the owner, we'd back off in the chow.
You know, labs, it's a thing.
But the thing is that, yeah, you know, people, the food, yes, it costs, good food costs good money. Okay, put on your big girl panties. But the thing is done. Don't overfeed it, you know, so that bag will last longer and you have a slimmer dog. And then you won't have any vet bills because the dog's overweight. And then they have heart problems, digestive disorders, diabetes, kidney, liver problems. So they stand to gain so much by buying the better foods, a.k.a. Nutrisource, and then and feed less. Okay, I'm off my back. I'm off my soapbox. Okay.
Well, speaking of,
yes, and we got Hope back. Hey, Hope.
Hey, no, you keep going. That was great.
There you go. Yeah. Well, yeah. I just don't get that. You know, like with the Element series, which is one of Nutrisource, like top of the line. It is expensive. But to me, you feed a lot less. That's another thing people don't realize. When you buy the lower brands, you feed a lot of the food. You have to, you know what I mean? Like what one would be one cup in Nutrisource would be two cups in another type. You know, I'm not going to name any brands. But anyway, and so the thing is that you feed less, but people buy the good stuff, let's say the Nutrisource, and they don't read on the back. And they keep feeding it what it was. Of the old stuff they used to fit, and then they're going, well, I can't afford this. And it's like, well, rate it. And you know, by no means is that, you know, what they say in the back of the package. That's a suggestion, okay? Whereas they don't know if your dog is running 90 with the kids or other dogs all day, or sleeping in a kennel, wait for you to come home. So, you know, what you feed, I usually like if somebody tells me to feed two cups of it a day, then I'll start with a cup and a half. Kind of see how that works. How did my dog doing? You know, is he gaining weight? Is he losing weight? You know, because feel the dog once a week and be able to feel the front rib by the shoulder to the back rib, which is, you know, by the waistline without pushing. Okay. And so the thing is that feel him once a week and then you can bump up or down. Big dogs, you're up and down by a half a cup, little dogs by an eighth of a cup. But anyway, so that's the thing is that, you know, like I said, Element's expensive, but I've got I have my barn cats, okay, on Element, okay? But the thing is that, you know, I didn't think my cats could get in any better shape. I mean, as far as their coat and stuff, I mean, they're pretty well taken care of. And I've, honestly, gosh, since I've been doing Nutrisource to Element, I mean, I can see a difference. I was totally blown away. Yeah, and that's what I mean. You feed the good stuff. And you're going to see a difference. So that's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so any finals? Well, obviously come out and see you next Saturday, the 20th, Spikes. Yep. Are you going to be there from 10 to 4?
I will. Yeah. And I was actually just going to say, too, in the last little spot before break, if anyone comes out and has any questions, especially about allergies or anything like that, I'd love to be able to help you out, especially with that deal that they have going on. It's a great time to go in and try a different food out and see if we can't solve those issues. So,
yes,
that's perfect.
I know it. That's exactly it. And I'm going to be there from 10 to 4. I'm going to be by you, lucky you. But anyway,
no, great.
And then 11:30 and 2 o'clock, I'm doing a half-hour pet nutrition, dog and cat nutrition seminar. So that's free. All this is free, folks, okay? So you get lots of free samples from Nutrisource. know, those poor guys, when I first started working with them, they were, I'd be giving people, you know, they go away with a bag full of you could feed a chihuahua probably for 6 months. And so Jenny and them would just kind of give me a, like, if you give them all the food, then they can't go out and buy it. And it's like, oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So I downgraded mine from like tons and tons to like, you know, 3-4 samples.
Sure. Yeah, but we still make sure they leave home with
You got it. And like I said, the deals you're going to have there is going to be unreal. So now, are you going to, do you know where you're going to be yet there or not until you get there?
I don't. Not until probably I get there. I like to be surprised.
Okay. Surprise. So anyway, so yeah, so you got free samples to hand out and then you can answer anybody's questions on all the great foods that Nutrisource have got. So anyway, and so anything else?
No, I think they kind of nailed it for this time. But yeah, I can't wait to see you guys all at Spikes.
Okay. So. Well, you take care and enjoy the afternoon, which I know you will.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Hope from Nutrisource. And so, gosh, you guys, listen, again, I'm going to tell you about these Nutrisource savings. $10 off a 25-pound bag or larger. I don't think they make larger bags. I think 24 pounds is it. But anyway, $5 off bags that are 11 to 16 pounds. And then $3 off for our 6-pound bags. Okay, this is a Nutrisource. All their formulas, okay, all the Nutrisource formulas. And now this isn't just for next Saturday. You can go there from April 15th to May 2nd to get these deals. So April 15th, that's tomorrow, and to May 2nd, okay? And then you buy one, get one free of all their dog and cat treats, all the Finleys. And the Finleys got these health bars that are really cool that dogs just love. And so you, and it's just, yeah, it, you just got to be there, guys. It's just unbelievable. And then the freeze-dried, I'm going to stock up on the Nutrisource freeze-dried because it's 30% off. The Nutrisource freeze dried. So, like I said, this deals. I just kind of like really, and then I feed the Hull's chick feed. Chick feed. They have $4 off a bag of chicken feed, 50-pound bag, $4 off.
I have no idea what a bag of chicken feed runs for.
It runs for about $19.
Oh, so that's a pretty nice discount.
Okay, and what the thing is that I told Will, I says, I need your truck. And he said, why? Because I'm going up and buying some chicken feed.
I'm loading up.
Yep, I'm going to buy probably 15, 20 bags.
Woof.
Well, because look at you.
You have a lot of chickens.
Well, I've only got 21.
That's a lot of chickens to me. I don't have any.
And yes, mine would be a lot to you because you have none. But anyway, yeah, but so their chicken feed. So heads up, their chicken feed is, I get the crumbles. Okay. And they got the chick starter. They got duck and goose grower. They got 15% crumbles, meat bird, 22% protein, and then layer 20% pellets. Okay. And their chicken feed is, my chickens have done very well, but that's $4 off a bag. And so that's why, like I say, I run up there and get there, you know. And remember, all these specials are for from May or April 15th to May 2nd. But the big thing is, please come up and see me next Saturday along with Hope here at Nutrisource. And I'll be doing a pet nutrition seminar for a half hour. One will start at 11:30 and one will start at 2. And so then I have a handout, my pet food. When you take my class, I give you this handout. It's more like a novel. But anyway, and it's about dog and cat, good and bad, the pet foods, the supplements, books. It's just a wealth of information. And I'm going to give 50 free copies out to the first 50 people that come. And then once they're gone, they're on. So otherwise, the only other way to get one is to take a class through Katie's Canine. So, and like I said, there's so much information. So please find me and you will get, like I said, it's the first 50 people will get a copy of that. Okay. And I do say, and I've been tweaking it. I don't like going through my stuff because then it's like I'm spent reading. Oh, I got to say this and I got to say that. I don't know how to bullet things. It's just, I got to explain. And so it's really, because I want, when somebody's reading it, the question that I feel that might be asked, I want to answer it. So I need to say it goes on and on. It's 23 pages.
Lordy, lordy.
So it's just not a handout, folks. It's a little book. It's a booklet. It's 23 pages.
It's the Katie K9 Encyclopedia.
Pert near, yeah. Hey, if you got any questions, give a holler. 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. Okay, here we go. We're going to do this one here. I stand when I am sitting and jump when I am walking. Who am I? I stand when I am sitting and I jump when I am walking. Who am I? I'll be back. Hello, hello, hello. All right. Here we are. Where am I? Oh, no, I'm not. I'm two pages ahead. Okay. I stand when I am sitting and jump when I am walking. Who am I? Think about it. Think of Australia.
A kangaroo?
Ding, 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 ding. It's a kangaroo. I stand when I'm sitting and jump when I am walking.
That makes sense.
It sure does.
Kangaroos are scary.
Yeah, boy, build power. They seem like they're giant rabbits.
They seem like they are rabbits with the build of a boxer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There are some videos online of them going after like dogs. Like dogs went after them, so they fought back. Yeah. The owners have to fist fight Joey.
Yeah. You know, it's craziness is what it is. But yeah, so there you go. Now we know. Now you know.
Now we know.
Now we know. Okay, who's up to bat?
Next up, we have Laura, whose older dog has suffered a torn ACL, and she's being pushed towards surgery.
Oh, okay. There you go. Hi, Laura. How you doing?
Hi, pretty good. Our dog 3 weeks ago, exactly today, 3 weeks ago, went running in our backyard like he always does, and he came in limping. My husband actually heard him whimper because he was outside, but he didn't see what actually happened. And we did bring him to the vet. They didn't do an x-ray, but they were able to feel his leg. It's the right hind leg, and they are really pushing surgery, and I'm not so sure I feel comfortable with that. Our dog is somewhere between about 9 and 10 years old.
Okay. I try to minimize surgery for anybody, myself and my animals, whatever. And there are some supplements that can help regenerate. Now, is it a complete tear? Or is it, like severed, or is it just a tear, I should say? You know what I mean? It's not all the way through.
You know, it's kind of, I guess, from what she said, I was actually just looking at what she wrote in the receipt that she gave us. She said his leg revealed instability in his knee, most consistent with a torn/ruptured cruciate ligament.
Okay.
And his right kneecap patella appears to also be luxating.
Okay. I have a question for you. Is the dog overweight?
Yeah, a little.
Okay. The first thing you do before you do anything, you get that weight off that dog. So it's not hauling around that extra weight. Okay. Cause otherwise, if you do the surgery and you don't take the weight off, that's all for naught. You're putting a dog through a horrendous pain trying to figure this out. And then it's not going to, being overweight is not going to help him a bit. It's ASAP to get that weight off. All right. That's your first thing that you do. And so the thing is that there are supplements. And Dr. Jessica Levy, uses standard process a lot. And there are some, and for the life of me, I can't think of what would be for that. It's called Cataplex something, but I can't remember. You can email Dr. Jess and said you'd called into the show and ask what would be to help repair this tear. But the main thing is ASAP, get that weight off. And then if you could do hydrotherapy, that's like a treadmill in water. All right. So then you're not putting any weight on that and trying to, keep all the other muscles, because all the other muscles now have to compensate for that leg. Right. Okay. Yeah. And then a chiropractor also in this will help. And so it's a whole bunch of things that you need to do before I would even, even before you consider surgery, you've got to get this dog as thin as possible. Whereas you almost think I got to put weight on, and that's going to help that dog out tremendously. And 10-1, that's why he blew it out. People don't realize this as the dogs get heavier. Be kind of like me. I'm kind of heavy. And if I had to make haste to get to first base, I'm going to blow something out eventually because I'm not, my body isn't conducive to that powering off like that. And so that's why now, number one, no stairs. You're going to make ramps for this dog or pick him up. And, what size is the dog?
He's about 20 pounds.
Okay. And so then, like I say, you make ramps so he doesn't do stairs or pick him up, put him down. Okay. The main thing, get that weight off. And then very minimal exercise. But you got to keep everything from going to heck. But it's like if you go for a walk, it might be a half a block out, half a block back. Okay. And do it more often during the day. All right. You can walk at night if you want. But I mean, I'm just saying, you're not going for any lengths of walk at one time. That's really hard on them. No fetching. None. Zippo, nada. You don't want to overuse. You have him twist, turn, power off. Now, I'm not a vet, okay? I'm just saying if this was my dog and this is what I was just told to me, this, what I'm talking to you about is what I would do. Because there's a lot of supplements you can help rebuild stuff and get inflammation out and such like that. But that would be a Dr. Jessica Levy. You got a piece of paper and a pencil?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You're going to go to her website at holistic-vet-care.com. Holistic-vet-care.com. And what you're going to do, she might even have it on her website, okay, as a link. So I haven't visited her website for a while. But anyway, but leave her a message and say you called in the show and then just, you know, quickly, she's busy. So don't give her like, you know, a paragraph. Just say, okay, is there a standard process supplement I can use for a possible tear? Okay.
Okay. So that's, can I ask you, the thing about the weight, I have been wanting to get his weight down and I don't know if there's an easy way to do it. It's so hard because he always wants to eat and he just.
Okay. What are you feeding?
We usually it's like Stella and Chewy's. We go to Chuck and Don's a lot to get our, I'm always looking at ingredients. He is doing a lot of grain free.
Okay. Stop. Okay. All your dry food is at least 50 to 60% carbs. Carbs turn into sugar, sugar turns into fat. And so when you're in a hurry to get weight off a dog, number one, you're going to stay away from all processed foods. Okay, you're going to go to freeze-dried, you're going to go to raw, you're going to go to dehydrated. You're going to get those carbs out of the diet. And because, now how old did he say he was?
He's about 10.
Okay, yeah. So he has, what it takes to maintain that dog is so small. Most people are like, well, that's not enough. Well, use a smaller bowl. Okay, it's so that you don't do that to yourself, but you take get them off of all carbs because just like there's some people that are carb sensitive, they have like four chips and they gain 10 pounds. Okay, and then you have the people that can eat the whole bag of chips and they ask for more and they're skinny minis. Okay, and that's the same thing with dogs. At his age, yeah, that carbs are a huge thing that will put on that weight and it's hard to get it off. And so that's why what you got to do is get totally good off of all carbs, processed food. You're going to like the freeze dried that Nutrisource have 30% off. Up at Spikes in Forest Lake. And then you got raw. If you can go to like Pet Evolution, Atlas Pet Supply, Pet Supply Plus. They all have a freezer section. And so then you said you were doing Stella and Chewy's. Were you doing the free? What were you doing? Just your kibble? Or were you doing the freeze dry? What were you doing?
We have bought the freeze, like the raw freezer patties, yep. Before. We've done that.
Okay.
We don't have any right now for him, but we also have done, when you say the freeze dried, is that the toppers?
Well, yeah, like they, yeah, can, right. It's what it is the raw with the moisture taken out. Okay.
Okay.
And so I always have freeze dried on hand because many times I forget to thaw out food. Okay.
Right.
So then, because I usually thaw out the raw for 3 days, what I'm going to need for 3 days. Okay. And then in case I forget, you know, to do it, then I have the freeze dried. Or like with my cat Adeline, she's on both a 50-50 of raw and freeze dried, my cat Adeline. And so when you feed raw, it should always be at room temperature, never cold. Put it what you're gonna in the dish. You know, it should be thawed from the refrigerator. Put it in the dish. And then what I do is I kind of mush it up a little bit with my finger. And then I put hot tap water on it a bit to quickly bring it to room temperature. and then they can eat it. Because they don't, dogs don't chew. They slip and it's gone. And in your mind, as people, we have it in our head that they have to have an experience. You know, if they just slam it down, oh, that's not much. I better give them more. But no, you just, yeah, you want to do, and you don't feed him according to what he weighs now. You feed according to what he should weigh. Remember what he weighed great at? And then you cut that back a little bit. And then once a week, you feel him when he's standing from his front rib by his shoulders with the tips of your fingers. He's standing, and you put your tips of your fingers just over the backbone where you can feel the casing of the ribs, and you just slowly run your fingers, you know, back and so to the waist, and you should feel every rib, the front rib to the back rib, without pushing. And so people are so used to seeing fat dogs that when they see dogs that are of good weight, that they think they're anorexic. Okay. And so, no, we need to get the poundage off these dogs so we can keep them longer, number one. And like what happens with the overweight dog, especially a small one, all they do is have to power off, twist wrong, and all of a sudden there's things are being blown. So,
okay.
So get him off of all the dry, go to freeze dried, go to raw. And like I said, you know, there are Spikes up in Forest Lake have got 30% off their freeze dried now for the Nutrisource. And so they've got two great flavors to rotate between. And so, and for that size dog, you, man, a couple bags, it probably last you at least 3 months. If you feed it right, if you don't overfeed it.
Okay. And we live in close to Edina. Is there like a Woody's or something?
Edina. He used to have Woody's shop down. He used to have one down there. I'm not sure. You'd have to Google him. I think it's called Woody's.com or Woody's Pet Food Deli. Woody's Pet Food Deli.com, I think it is. And he's, yeah, that's a great way to go. He's got awesome, awesome products.
Okay.
But okay, that's the whole thing is get off the carbs. No more carbs. No chews. The only things you're going to give for treats is green beans, green peas, cauliflower, broccoli. Okay. Give them a chew. Okay. Now, carrots are high in sugar. So you could give them a carrot once a week to chew on, maybe, if you want to. Otherwise, like I throw, when I had my dogs, I'd throw a head of cauliflower out and a head of broccoli and let them play with it and roll it, toss it around, chew on it, play with it, chew on it, toss it around. You know, so just think better alternatives to get this weight off, okay? And like I say, keep the walks to a bare minimum, okay?
Okay, thank you. We actually were taking him probably for longer walks, and we didn't realize that was a big no-no.
Yeah, less, more often is best, okay? Okay. If you got other questions, you can hang on. Otherwise, we got to run, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye. Where can you finish a book without finishing a sentence? Where can you finish a book without finishing a sentence? We'll be back.